This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Welcome to the best football show. I'm Brian Baldinger, and you can find me at BaldyNFL on Twitter, X, Threads, YouTube, NFL Network, all kinds of variety of places. You can find me on the free Odyssey app. Just download it, like it, subscribe it, tell all your friends about it. We're in the process here of we're in the countdown now, just over a week away from the NFL draft. And we're really breaking down position groups. We have done quarterbacks and receivers. They're very talented groups. Now we're going to get to the offensive line. We're going to break it down offensive tackles as a separate group, and then the interior of the offensive line. It's a very good group. And it's kind of hard sometimes to separate these guys. Like, how do you want to separate them? Because some guys look like they're just right tackles. Some guys look like they're left tackles. Some guys look like they're tackles that look like guards. So everybody's tackles are different. I'll give you an example. 4 years ago, it was a good draft for tackles. In that draft, Andrew Thomas from Georgia went to the New York Giants. You could look at Tristan Wirfs at Iowa, went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mekhi Becton went to the Jets, and Jedrick Wills went to the Cleveland Browns. Four first-round draft pick tackles. And Tristan Wirfs has been the best player, start to finish. I mean, he's been, two-time first-team All-Pro. He was a first-team All-Pro at right tackle, switched last year over the left tackle. He's an elite player. There were days, Mekhi Becton's rookie year, where the Jets thought they had the best of the four, and then he couldn't stay healthy and just hasn't been a guy that you could count on. Andrew Thomas had a rough first year, really developed his next 2 years. Then he got hurt last year and missed a good chunk of time. And so, you know, we saw a real good rise from Andrew Thomas. And then Jedrick Wills has been in and out of the lineup, right tackle at Alabama, left tackle in Cleveland. They have been good. He has been good at times, but he has been in and out of the lineup as well. I say that because this is thought to be the deepest offensive tackle draft in years, in a lot of years. I don't know how many. There could be as many as 8 offensive tackles taken. But when you talk to people around the league, they stack them differently. And I'm not going to really be influenced by what I have heard from other teams. I'm just going to do it myself and how I look at it. And so I think, you know, some of these guys are ready to play right now, and some guys are going to be really good players in 2 years from now. So let's just look at them right now. This is how I stack them. The first one is Joe Ault out of Notre Dame, 3-year starter. I mean, he's a little bit taller than you actually want. He's 6'8 and a half. That's taller than most offensive tackles. That height have not been great because they get guys that are underneath them. They get them tangled up and twisted up, and it becomes a liability at a certain point. Now, I happen to be biased a little bit towards Joe because his father, John Ault, played with my brother Richard in Kansas City for a long time. And I knew John. Went out with him after the season, was friends with him. And I followed his family. His brothers played professional hockey. I remember one of his older brothers was with the Flyers. So, I mean, I kind of followed him. I know that Michigan recruited him really hard. Jim Harbaugh recruited him hard. He went to Notre Dame. Really good player. The thing that I see with Joe is he's just a massive technician. He just does everything. His hand placement is good. Reminds me sometimes of Joe Thomas. Not predicting Joe Thomas's career, don't get me wrong. But when I just watch him, you know, because he ran a really good time. He ran a 5.05 40-yard dash, elite time for an offensive tackle. at that size. But I don't think he's an elite athlete. I don't think he has elite power like the way you say elite athlete like Lane Johnson or elite power like Trent Williams. But he's a really good technician. Head gets to the right places. Hands are inside. He doesn't commit penalties. He gets off on the snap. He's just technically very sound. He has been a left tackle. Could he play right tackle? I'm sure he can. His dad was a left tackle. He's been a left tackle. He's been groomed to play left tackle. I'm sure he can. You know, you think back to Jonathan Ogden in 1996. He was a left tackle coming out of UCLA. The Ravens played him at left guard his rookie year. Became a Hall of Fame left tackle starting his second year. But that's Showalt's my first. My second tackle is Olu Fashanu. And you watch Olu. He's 6'6". He's 312 pounds. He's got good size arms. He ran a good time, all that stuff. But Olu, when I watched him last year, honestly, I thought he was as good as any tackle in the draft last year. And he stayed another year. So when you watch him, honestly, my comp for him, just watch him, was Tyron Smith coming out of USC. They're very similar physically. Now, the one drawback is Olu has ridiculously small hands for a guy that size. In fact, in the history of anybody taking measurements, there's never been a guy 6'6", 312 on the offensive line that had 8.5-inch hands. It's just weird. Like, it could be just an outlier. It might be not mean anything at all. But when I watch him, he lifts from underneath. He lifts up the center of gravity. He drops an anchor really good. He's got good power in the run game. He plays with a low pad level. He looks like he's your ideal left tackle. I don't think he could play. I'm sure he could play left guard if you had him to. I wouldn't, like, put him over there at right tackle. He's a left tackle. That's what he looks like to me. He could go as high, honestly, as – like, I think Joe Alt could go off the board number five to the Chargers. Maybe Jim Harbaugh could finally get Alt. He'd go seven to Tennessee. All those make a lot of sense. Olu could easily – the Jets could easily say, you know what, we've got Morgan Moses and Tyron Smith. They're 33 years old. Let's just get our next tackle in line and start grooming them. You know, and if one of those guys get hurt, at least we've got an elite guy protecting Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he could go that high, you know. And then if you look at, you know, if you look at the Las Vegas Raiders, you know, at 13, like, they certainly need a right tackle and a right guard. My third choice is Taliese Fuaga from Oregon State, right tackle. He's almost 6'6". He's 325 pounds. He's a powerful guy. When he hits you, he shocks you. All right. He's got anvil for hands. He moves bodies. He's technically very sound. He looks like a beast. I believe he could play left tackle. I believe he could play right tackle. I believe he could play guard. I believe he could play all those positions because he's a very good athlete. He stays on his feet and he's got real, real power. So Fuaga is a guy, you know, you could easily slot him right now. I mean, you just look at these teams that need tackles, like the New Orleans Saints at 14. They need a tackle in the worst way. Trevor Penning probably is not going to work out. It's been rough. Ryan Ramczyk might not make it back for another year. So there's a team that certainly could use one. My fourth tackle, and he might be the best of all of them in a very short period of time. It's J.C. Latham. When I had a friend of mine, an elite tackle in this league, and I had him look at these tackles, I said, who's the best tackle to this particular player? After studying him, he thought J.C. Latham was tackle number one. You can find a lot of people that think J.C. at 6'5 and change, almost 6'6, 342 pounds, huge baseball mitts for hands, exceptionally long arms. He uses his arms very well. He's been the right tackle at Alabama these last couple of years. Like, he's an elite prospect. He's thick, very thick from the waist down. You can't run him over. He's got a lot of power. He's good in the run game. Just get to the second level. Just combo blocks up to the second level, moving people. He's what you're looking for. I mean, if you're the Las Vegas Raiders, you're sitting there with 13th pick, and he's on the board. It's going to be hard to pass up J.C. Latham. My fifth choice is at...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The University of Georgia, and that's Amarius Mims. Amarius Mims started 8 games. He played in a lot more than 8 games, but he started 8 games. Georgia has this thing. They rotate players, even if they're not hurt. They rotate players. Offensive lines, defensive lines, you kind of get into rotation sometimes. You're in the lineup, and then you're out, and you're like, is he hurt? What's wrong? That's Georgia. That's what they did. But Amarius Mims is 6'7". He's 340 pounds. He's got big, huge hands, and his arms are the longest in this entire draft. And he, when you watch him play, he knows how to use his arms. He just can keep you at the bay's length. Now, he needs to be coached. You have to allow him to get used to the speed of the game. He probably has to work on getting at 6'7" and change, almost 6'8". You have to work on lowering his center of gravity, getting him down low, and getting him under, you know, these defensive ends that are 6'2", a Harold Landry coming off the edge, speed off the edge, guys that are shorter. Can they get underneath him and ghost him the way some of these guys do? It could be an issue early on. Amarius Mims could be one of these guys in this draft that honestly, his upside is enormous. He could be the best right tackle. And I think you play left tackle. He's got the talent to do it. He ran a 5.07. His short shuttle was that of a good linebacker, a 4.33 short shuttle, 20-yard shuttle. You know, I think I'm like a lot of people here with Amarius Mims. Could you take him? Could the Jets take him at 10? Could he be gone that high? Yeah. Like, because there's so much potential. And he doesn't have to play right away if he went to the Jets. But, you know, it's hard to believe, like, for example, Pittsburgh needs a center. They need a wide receiver. But could they also, they took an offensive tackle from Georgia last year in Broderick Jones, who was the right pick. I think he's going to be a really good player. He was only 21 when he got drafted last year. Same thing with Amarius Mims. Could they have bookend Georgia tackles in Pittsburgh at number 20? What's too high for Amarius Mims? Now, I'm asking this question on this podcast, and I'm saying this is what people inside their war rooms are saying. You don't want to miss on these guys, but you're also willing to say, okay, let's give it a year of growth. Let's give them some playing time. Let's give them an offseason. Let's give them, you know, maybe not throw them in there and start right away, but let's give them some reps and let them grow into the position. That's what happened to Broderick Jones last year in Pittsburgh. He didn't start right away. A core four started. You know, they had Connor starting. But honestly, like, over a period of time, he became the guy. Now, those are five. Look, there's Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma. He's exceedingly talented. All right. I mean, he's almost 6'8". He's 322 pounds. I'm friends with Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson went to Oklahoma. Tyler Guyton went to Oklahoma. They've gotten to know each other. You know, when Lane says this guy is super smooth and super talented, like he's not just throwing platitudes out there because he's a Boomer Sooner friend or a guy that he's gotten to know. Like, he needs to get stronger. Okay. Like, he needs to get stronger, period. He needs to play through the whistle longer. But the talent, you see some flashes of it where you go, he could be as good as anybody in this draft. And I'm not exaggerating. He could go. Jordan Morgan at Arizona, a left tackle at Arizona the last couple of years. Size, movement, the whole thing. I mean, 6'5 and, you know, 6'5 and change. He's 3'11. He's a good athlete. He ran well. Like, these are just some of the guys right now that are out there. How about Javon Foster at Missouri? You're looking for a third round pick this year? Like, Javon Foster looks like, you know, at 6'5 and change and 13 pounds and going up against SEC competition the last couple of years. Like, all these guys kind of fall into this category of a talented draft. Now, I haven't even mentioned a couple other tackles because I'm projecting a couple other guys that have been left tackles this past year, last 2 years, but I'm projecting them to play inside on the interior of the offensive line. But it could, we could see 10 offensive linemen taken in this draft. In the first round, we could see 10. We could see 8 offensive tackles. I mean, 7 probably for sure. If you project some of these guys at other positions, you probably get 8 to 10. I mean, it's just that deep. It's just that talented. And I don't know anybody, honestly, that isn't looking for tackles. I mean, you could go through the whole list. Like Green Bay, could they be interested in a tackle? All right. Could Dallas be interested in a center or a tackle and play Tyler Smith at guard? Could Arizona be interested in a left tackle? Could Baltimore, who just lost Morgan Moses, they lost Zeitler, they lost John Simpson, Ronnie Stanley, who knows what his situation is going to be? Missed a lot of time these last few years. Patrick McCarry's filled in all over the place. I mean, Kansas City, could they be looking at a left tackle? I mean, you look, go through the whole list of this draft. Everybody, it seems, is looking for a tackle outside of, you know, maybe about 10 teams. So it's a deep draft for tackles, and there's a position need for it in this draft, especially as much empty set as these teams are going. Your tackle's got to hold up on the edges and got to be able to hold up against the elite guys, the TJ Watts and Bosa and Max and all these guys that are out there, Micah. Like, you want them to be able to hold up and get the passing game going. So that's my version of the tackles. I want to get to the interior offensive lineman in my next segment coming up tomorrow. That's been the Best Football Show. Thanks for joining me. Join me tomorrow. We're going to get to the interior of these offensive linemen because there's a lot of good ones and guys I think that are going to help offensive lines and going to start day one. All right, I look forward to talking tomorrow.